Democrat Hakeem Jeffries tries to use scripture to oppose BBB and justify leftist policies like aborting babies. By Hannah Knudsen on July 3, 2025. Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, attempted to use scripture to justify his opposition to the Big Beautiful Bill and his support for radical leftist policies, such as aborting babies, as he mentioned Planned Parenthood, during his marathon speech on Thursday. Jeffries continued to use his magic minute to delay the vote on President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, with encouragement from his fellow Democrat members, who could be heard telling him to take his time. At one point, Jeffries referenced what he said is his own Christian faith and quoted scriptures from Matthew to justify his opposition to the measure and his support for radical leftist policies. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 35 and 40, he began. I think it's important that at this time, in this moment in this debate, before I leave the floor of the House of Representatives, that this scripture be entered into the congressional record. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. A stranger, and you invited me in, e pluribus unum. Out of many, one, he continued with a bit of an ad-lib and then some paraphrasing. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick. I had medical problems. Maybe I needed Medicare or Medicaid or the Affordable Care Act or the Children's Health Insurance Program or Planned Parenthood, he said. Notably, Planned Parenthood, specifically, is known for aborting children made in the image of God. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. We have a right as members of Congress to visit people who are detained. He said, using the words of Jesus and his individual mandate for his followers out of context to justify the government entity allowing illegal aliens to walk the streets, to the peril of the American people. It's not just in law. It's right here in Matthew, Jeffries claimed, distorting scripture, all while wholly misrepresenting the bill. Jeffries said, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison, and go to visit you? And of course, the reply from Jesus, truly, I tell you, whatever you did, whatever you did, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That's what we should be doing here in the United States House of Representatives. Our job is to stand up for the poor, the sick and the afflicted, the least, the lost and the left behind, everyday Americans. He said, the irony completely lost on him that his party continually places their own needs, and the needs of criminal illegal aliens, ahead of the American people who need help. That's what Matthew teaches us, and that's not what's happening in this one big, ugly bill, he claimed. That's not consistent with what my faith teaches me.